And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show runs south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville. We got Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. We got parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia all thrown in just for good measure. And as always, throughout every bit of it, solid conservative and just plain right. Okay, listen, I'm jumping in the number one of the Triple Dipper. Just got a text a moment ago. Paul from Athens sent me a link to an article from Bloomberg. China, Russia, and Iran are slowly ganging up on the U.S. Well, yeah. National security, and thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. There are any number of reasons right now to be concerned with national security. I mean, there's always going to be a reason for a standing military. A strong defense can oftentimes keep the enemy at bay without having to do anything. Detente, they call it. You know, the best offense is a good defense, but you have to also be able to go on the offense when needed. You have to pivot to more than one front. You have to have the ability to support and sustain operations and on whatever scale is necessary. And we are still the leader of the free world, and we are still the greatest military might in the history of the world. And yet, with all of the things happening in the world right now, which seem to indicate that we have a higher level of increased foreign policy and military policy threats, we have actual ground war in Europe. We have energy wars going on in Europe. We have pacts being formed between China and Iran and Russia. We have North Korea, who just recently decided to go ahead and, for whatever reason, take this for what you want, ingrain in their law that they have a right to nuclear first strikes. We have Syria, which is still a hot spot in the world. We've got any number of things happening in northern Iraq and Syria with the Kurds. We've got unrest everywhere, and it seems to be on a scale that is higher than normal. At the same time, we have an administration that is not just doing less than we would like. They are literally debilitating our military on a regular, like seemingly daily basis. Not the least of which is the vaccine mandates. Now, I've said before on the show multiple times, and I'll say it again in case somebody's confused about my position. I'm not anti-vax. You want to get vaccinated? That is your choice. Go meet with your medical provider. Make your own medical decision. I am anti-mandate. And I believe this vaccine mandate was ill-guided, certainly ham-handed in the way they put it out there, and it has done nothing but disrupt our society. It has done nothing good. I mean, for crying out loud, the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the First Lady, and Dr. Fauci himself all got it after they were like quadruple boosted. For the love of God, if they can get it, then who can't? The Secretary of Defense himself got it. So the Secretary of Defense has a policy, and I know he works for the big man. He works for the big guy, right? I get it. I know the chain of command. I know what the National Command Authority looks like. That being said, you got the SecDef, who I think has had it twice, COVID. I think he's had it twice, hasn't he? He's had to work from home twice with, you know, it's a good thing that I'm vaccinated and boosted. Well, sir, if you can get it, then why are you, and you didn't lose your job, sir. Oh, but I got the vaccine. Yeah, but it didn't stop you from getting the virus, did it? And yet we're going to lose people left and right. We are losing people left and right to our military. Well, some new things are happening. And Boomer, we're going to be playing those clips, and I'm going to do clip two first, just so you know, all right? Yeah. I got a piece here, and I pulled this one, believe it or not, from northcentralpa.com. That's Pennsylvania. Doesn't matter where it came from. The story was the same in multiple places. Republicans, U.S. representatives urge DOD to end the vaccine mandate for the military. Got this from northcentralpa.com, dated yesterday, September 15th. I also have a copy of the letter that I'm about to talk about. So a group of 47 members of Congress are now urging the Secretary of the Department of Defense to immediately revoke his COVID-19 vaccine mandate that was issued last August. That's August of 21, for all service members, civilian personnel, and contractors. They've also asked him to reinstate those who've already been discharged for noncompliance. So in a September 15th letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, an Auburn grad, they wrote to express our grave concern over the effect of the DOD's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on the readiness of the armed forces. Here's some of the quotes. You ready? As a result of your mandate, 8% 8% of the Army's approximately 1 million soldiers face expulsion. That's just the Army. Army recruiters cannot meet their FY22 target. And the Army has cut its projected FY23 in strength by 12,000 soldiers. As a major land war rages in Europe, our own military faces a self-imposed readiness crisis. It goes on to say, too, the opaqueness of the department continues to frustrate members of Congress attempting to perform oversight. In other words, and they say it, our repeated inquiries remain unanswered. I'll skip down a little bit. They're asking questions like, if 75,000 soldiers, which is what it comes out to be, if 75,000 soldiers are discharged, how will the Army replace them, since by the very end of the fiscal year, the Army has still only met 52% of its FY22 recruiting goal? They don't have an answer for that. They don't. And then they point out this, which I find to be amazing. It says, earlier this summer, this is a quote from the letter again, the service began accepting enlistees without high school diplomas or GEDs, offering $35,000 to any enlistee willing to go to basic training within 45 days, removing tattoo policies, and allowing soldiers to pick their first duty station. We are not at war, the letter says, but the Army is reducing basic standards and offering enlistment incentives that are greater than or equal to those that were during the height of the war on terror with poorer results. And then the congressmen point out that the vaccine mandates that the DOD has done has hamstrung the recruiting ability, because it says CDC data says that 40% of American men between the ages of 18 and 24 have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine, therefore reducing the recruiting pool by 40% from the get-go. So even among those that would have otherwise been eligible, you just knocked another 40% of them down. Well, they want to know what it's going to cost to recruit, train, and find replacements for those facing expulsion, too. I've got a copy of the letter. A friend of mine, Stephanie Smith, sent this to me, holding it up in the camera. Got a copy of the letter. Congressional letterhead addressed to the Honorable Lloyd Austin III, dated yesterday's date. And they say some of the same things that I just told you, but here's the part that wasn't in that piece I just wrote. Here's where the total numbers are. Right now, we're looking at the Department of the Army saying that it's going to lose 40,000 National Guardsmen, 20,000 Army Reservists, and at least 15,000 active duty Army due to COVID vaccine non-vaccination status. They say, we clearly see as your vaccine mandate as the primary cause of the department's recruiting difficulties. And they go on to say, too, the data is now clear. The Department of Defense's COVID vaccine mandate is deleterious to readiness and the military's ability to fight and win wars. The vaccine provides negligible benefit to the young members of the armed forces, and the mandate's imposition is clearly affecting the department's ability to sustain combat formations and recruit future talent. We urge you to immediately revoke your COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Signed by multiple, I think it was 47, I said? Yeah, 47 members of Congress. Only one of Alabama's U.S. delegations signed it. I was kind of taken aback by that, although I know where they stand. I know where Barry Moore stands. I know where Jerry Carl stands. I know where Mo Brooks stands. The only one who signed it, though, was Congressman Robert Adderholt from the 4th Congressional District here in North Alabama. So Congressman Adderholt is a signatory to that letter. Boomer, you got that clip? Clip number two, let me play this. This is an interview. There's two parts to this interview. One is with an attorney for First Liberty. He's been defending the rights of a group of Navy SEALs. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But the other part of the interview is Dr. Mark Siegel, who's talking about the efficacy of the vaccine itself. And here's a medical provider who, by the way, has been somewhat soft on the idea of vaccines all along. But hear his comments. Go ahead and play clip two.
This order, Trident Order Number 12, was put in place in September 2021 when the Delta variant was already out, so it didn't prevent spread. What's the point of having an order like this that supposedly prevents spread so you can't infect other people on a submarine? Doesn't actually work. And the third thing is, and this is the most important, why are they allowing medical exemptions and not religious exemptions? And as Mike just said, you realize they're turning down 50 Navy a day, and it takes about 12 minutes to review 100 pages file on a request for religious exemption. There's no difference in my mind as a physician between a religious and a medical exemption. Exemption, period. And no public health reason whatsoever that this should be enforced. Absolute disgrace.
Another chance for leadership in the military to stand up to the politicians, and they are passing just like they listen to the politicians embarrassing Afghanistan. These men and women want to serve, not to be rich, because they're patriotic, and you're punishing them. Unbelievable.
There you go.
Mike, you better.
There you go. Well, we're going to come back in a minute on that one and listen to a clip by the actual attorney in the case that Dr. Siegel was talking about. The attorney with First Liberty has been defending a group of Navy SEALs, but I've got stories here about the Marine Corps. I've got stories about the Navy, and I've got stories about the Air Force, all losing in court on this very issue. And my favorite is the last article that I'll cover in this segment. Wow. When the judge literally said that if the courts have to stand in, they'll do what's needed to preserve liberty, regardless of the preference of a few generals. Oh, wow. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll take the first break right now. Come right back from that. We'll continue on. We're in number one of the triple dippers. All you green suiters out there, just know there are people fighting the good fight for you. Winning the vax wars, that's number one. We'll keep on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are covering down on some ground all over the northern half of the state. Hey, listen, the text line's blowing up. You want to text the show? That's kind of cool. I'm enjoying this. Boomer got that set up for us a few days ago, and this is like taking off. So anyway, the text is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you do it for the first time, text the word right side and tell us what your name is and where you're from so we can plug you into the system. You'll get a little message back from us saying thanks and all that kind of stuff. But then also, whenever you want to text at that point, you're just texting the show and giving me your input as we go. Several things have just come through here in the last few minutes. I'm saying thanks to some of them. I'm agreeing with some others. Golly bum, I mean, there's a ton. What was it? One of them said, let me just, where'd it go? Well, one of them said, I'm driving, and it was obvious it came from her car. It said, like, sent from my Ford or something like that, you know, which is kind of cool. Anyway, Terry from Hartsel said she's a proud Right Side ruffian. Love that. All right, folks, listen, I'm in number one of the triple dipper. We'll stay on this for a bit, all right? There are cracks in the ice when it comes to the vaccine mandate in the military. Number one of the triple dipper, I'm calling it winning the vax wars because we are. There are cracks in the ice. So here's a story. Fox News came out yesterday, actually this morning, actually. Marine Corps rescinds penalties for service members seeking COVID vaccine religious accommodations. Huh. So the Marine Corps has apparently backed off some of its guidance. Well, the U.S. Marine Corps, according to the story, the U.S. Marine Corps is rolling back strict punishments for service members who are seeking religious exemptions to the COVID-19 vaccine, including ending involuntary terminations and delays of promotions for those refusing the shot. According to new interim guidance signed September 14th and posted quietly online, that's first of all, you're screwing with people's careers. Could somebody please have the brass among the brass to actually go, you know what, announcement to the world. Everybody pay attention. You listening? Listen up. Here's the deal. We're rescinding that policy. No. What I've got here is multiple cases that I'm about to go through with you where they're rolling back their punitive measures, but they're not telling anybody. One of them is an ongoing litigation. It was in place for months. No one realized it. All right, Marine Corps. According to the new interim guidance signed September 14th, 2 days ago, and posted quietly online, the message, quote, amends actions directed towards unvaccinated Marines whose religious accommodation requests were denied and who appealed the decision. The memo states that the amended guidance comes after a U.S. federal district court in Florida issued a preliminary injunction on August 18th, prohibiting the Marines from taking certain actions. This is amazing to me. I mean, it's amazing good, but it's also amazing to me that they're doing it, and yet not saying they're doing it. They're just posting it and letting most people figure it out. So you got members of the Marine Corps sitting in limbo, wondering about their status, hoping their careers are not shot. Some of them are probably right before sanctuary in terms of their retirement, and the Marine Corps is changing its policies and ain't saying boo about it. They're just doing it kind of quietly. The guidance says, quote, the Marine Corps will not enforce any order to accept COVID-19 vaccination, administratively separate, or retaliate against Marines in the class for asserting statutory rights under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Involuntary administrative separation processing of class members is suspended, the memo details. In addition, it directs commanders to pause all administrative actions related to involuntary separation, regardless of the status of the separation process. In other words, if you're in the middle of it, stop. The memo also states that vaccination status cannot be considered or referenced in fitness reports or other performance evaluations. This is huge. Listen, if you, any of you who served or are serving now, you know the deal. Your OERs and NCOERs, your performance ratings, all those things, they mean something. It's supposed to be a merit-based organization, the U.S. military is. And the idea that you've been negatively implicated for the last year and a half, and now suddenly you're not, but they're not telling you, they're just, rescind that policy. Well, you know what? I hope some of the evaluators who are writing the evaluations who are operating under the old guidance are catching on to the fact that that's been rescinded. Because there's no formal announcement being posted. They're just kind of sticking that thing out online and letting HRC just kind of, you know, Human Resources Command just kind of, you know, post that thing out there and don't say much. Good gosh. I mean, that's just wrong. You're screwing with people's lives here. Well, how about this? The Navy, Fox News story, and also a Fox News story dated 3 days ago. The Navy quietly rolled back punishments for SEALs seeking religious exemptions. Quietly rolled them back. They didn't even know they had been rolled back. How awkward is that? So I tell you what, Boomer, what do we got? How much time we got here? About 3 minutes, 4 minutes? I tell you what, let's do this. Let's play clip one. You got clip one good to go? Clip one is the attorney for the SEALs. I'm going to play that now before the break, and we'll discuss in more detail after the break. Go ahead and play it.
One on the SEALs. What's it going to take for you to save 834 Air Force members, 1,533 Navy members, 1,625 Army men and women, and 3,299 Marines?
Well, First Liberty's been fighting this case for almost 10 months now, Brian, and we keep winning. But we've got to keep our foot on the gas pedal. We've got to continue to tell the American people and this administration that this vaccine mandate is doing nothing to help us. It's hurting our country, right? It's forcing people out of the military who are capable of serving, who we need serving. Our recruiting crisis is at historic proportions. So we've got to stop this nonsense and allow people who are ready, willing, and able to serve our country to continue to do so. And this DOD Inspector General memo is really bad news for the administration and for the Pentagon, because it shows evidence that the Department of Defense is probably breaking the law.
In what way? Because you can't just deny someone religious exemption because you don't think they're religious?
Yeah, I mean, the federal law requires the government, in this case the Pentagon, to do an individualized assessment. They have to treat everybody fairly. They have to give them a fair and objective analysis when they ask for a religious exemption. And this report says it sure doesn't look like the Department of Defense has been doing that. It's been a rubber stamp process. That confirms what we've been saying for the past 10 months, Brian, that this is a giant rubber stamp denial process. And really what it is, it's an ideological litmus test. They don't want anybody of faith to serve in our military. First Liberty has been saying this from day one. You can go to our website at firstliberty.org and see all of our court filings. We've been showing this to the courts for 10 months now.
All right, cut it there. And we're going to wind up having a break come on us here, like momentarily. But I'll be honest with you. That attorney right there for First Liberty has been doing the lion's share of some work. I mean, he's got a group of Navy SEALs he represents. I think he's a Navy reservist himself. And folks, I'm gonna curl your hair with a few things when we get back. I got stuff here on the Navy. I got stuff here on the Air Force. I got stuff here from Congress. And then I got this great comment from the judge. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We are winning the vaccine wars. Y'all stay tuned.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Phil Williams, live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues, man, and we are solid conservative and just plain right. Why am I always surprised when the first hour is always gone? Boomer,
always,
I mean,
always.
What'd you do with the first hour? Where'd you put
it? It just flies by, especially on Fridays.
Somebody took my first hour. I just could, anyway. Hey, listen, I'm on number one of the Triple Dipper, winning the vax wars. We are, by the way. We are winning the vax wars. And that's not just in the military, by the way. We have hammered the administration on this misguided attempt to try and mandate vaccines or lose your livelihood all over the nation. They tried it in the private sector. They tried it in the defense contracting. They tried it in the military, which are that's the last bastion right now is the military side. Article here from Fox News to follow up the clip that I played right for the top of the hour. Navy quietly rolled back punishments for SEALs seeking religious exemptions to the COVID vaccine. Once again, quietly rolled something back. They didn't, this one, you know, at least the last one, they discovered it a few days afterwards, the one that I told you about a moment ago with regards to the Marine Corps. But here's an exclusive for Fox, dated September 13th. The U.S. Navy quietly rolled back an order punishing SEALs who remained unvaccinated due to their religious beliefs, according to recent court documents. The order was called Trident. You know, Trident, of course, SEALs wear a trident on their uniform. The order was Trident Order Number 12. It dated back to September of last year. It was signed by Rear Admiral H.W. Howard, the former commander of the Naval Special Warfare Command. And it mandated that certain actions be taken, punitive measures be taken against SEALs and other special warfare operators who refuse to receive the recommended vaccines based solely on their personal or religious beliefs. So basically, he was literally saying, yeah, even their religious beliefs, we're taking punitive action. But the order was put on hold. This is the Navy SEAL case. The order was put on hold due to a preliminary injunction issued by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in early 2022 as part of an ongoing lawsuit. However, back up. Legal proceedings here, preliminary injunction basically means it didn't just like do away with it, but it did freeze it. Like, you can't do this right now. We gotta try the merits of the case first. We're preserving the status quo, and then we'll get back to whether or not they should or should not have this vaccine mandate at all. So it was frozen by the courts. However, it says, according to a new filing in the lawsuit, the Navy quietly rolled back Trident Order Number 12 on May 22nd of this year, a few months after the injunction was issued. In other words, the order could remain in place but be enjoined from being acted upon for the time being. No. The Navy just rolled it back and didn't say a word to anybody. The order came out and said this order rescinds Reference A, and Reference A was Trident Order Number 12. According to a filing from plaintiff's attorney Heather Geblin Hacker to a Fifth Circuit clerk, the legal team representing the SEALs only became aware of the rescission of the order on September 1st, months after it was rolled back. The lawyers in the case did not know this had happened because the Department of Defense said nothing to anybody. They just quietly rolled back the order, put out a little innocuous thing that you have to actually find references for to determine for sure what they're talking about. Oh, by the way, the order has been rescinded. And it just it amazes me that they're screwing with people's lives here. And yet their solutions are to, you know what, don't say anything to anybody. Just put it up there on the HRC website. Just post out an order that doesn't really identify it, but it kind of classifies it as a thing we don't want to do anymore. Don't tell anybody. Just do it. Well, how about all of the service members who have given their livelihoods, their lives, you know, sacrificed, you know, any number of things they can do in the private sector because they want to be in uniform, and they're doing all this at great sacrifice, knowing full well they can get paid three times as much by a contractor, and they're there because of the cause. They're there because of the mission. They're there because of the sense of duty and the team, and you don't want to bother telling them? How about a public announcement? How about Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin? Press conference will be held. Listen, we want to make sure everybody understands. Yes, we recognize the status of the court proceedings, but we have also determined that it's best to go ahead and roll these orders back for the time being. He could do that. But instead, he leaves it to his subordinate commanders. Quietly put an order out there. Don't say much. How about this one? I pulled this one from the Dayton Daily News. Up there at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, Air Force loses appeal in the federal vaccine exemption lawsuit. Oh, look, dated September 13th. Oh, look, another one, the Air Force's time. A federal appeals court has denied the Air Force's attempt to overturn class certification and a class-wide preliminary injunction that protects airmen from discipline as a lawsuit continues against the DOD mandate requiring members to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. What that basically means is a lawsuit was filed on behalf of Air Force members, and they made it a class action lawsuit. In other words, a number of Air Force service members said, we will be the named parties, but we want it to be certified as to all Air Force members. And the court agreed and did not dismiss the case and actually certified the class and then issued a class-wide, meaning Air Force, preliminary injunction to maintain the status quo. And the Air Force, what did they do? They fought it. Oh, no, you can't do that, Judge. We're going to appeal this. They tried. They lost. The appeal lost. The class certification stands. By being a class certification, it means it's a broad, sweeping potential here. And the judge, Matthew McFarland, in July, McFarland ordered the Air Force to refrain from any disciplinary or separation measures against a class of plaintiffs that some advocates say is up to 10,000 members of the Air Force. There are at least 80 to 100 of them at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is why I have this story from Wright-Pat. And the court held that the lower district court was correct when it maintained that the plaintiff's contentions support litigation based upon the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. I'm telling you, folks, the DOD is losing this battle. The Biden administration is losing this battle. A couple more to wrap this up. Stars and Stripes. I used to read the Stars and Stripes in hard print, but I lived overseas. Stars and Stripes, dated August 31st, just a couple weeks ago. West Virginia and Virginia join a 22-state coalition challenging Biden's vaccine mandate. The attorneys general of West Virginia and Virginia have now joined a 22-state coalition, which, by the way, contains Alabama, have now joined a 22-state coalition challenging President Joe Biden's continued vaccine mandate on members of the... In other words, what's happening is it's not just the service members that are suing. The states in which they are based, the states in which they serve, are acting on their behalf, too, 22 of them. And that, to me, is very cool. Here's my favorite one of all of them, though, is what the judge in the Marine Corps case had to say. I pulled this off of a website called Center Square. Headline, August 19th, judge chastises the DOD and the Marine Corps in an order granting a class action status in a vaccine mandate case. U.S. District Court Judge Stephen Merriday issued a blistering rebuke of the Department of Defense and Marine Corps for refusing to grant religious accommodation requests. Merriday did so when issuing a 48-page ruling on Thursday in which he granted class action status for all active and reserve U.S. Marine Corps servicemen and women. All of them. All of them. In his order, Merriday points out that 3,733 Marines had requested religious accommodations and only 11 were granted to those who had already been put in for retirement. In other words, 11 of them got it, and they were on the way out anyway, so why worry? He then asked, Merriday did, is it more likely than not, in the nearly all of 3,733 cases, that no reasonable accommodation was available? He says, because the record reveals the substantial likelihood of a systemic failure by the Marine Corps to discharge the obligations established by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. He's reading them the Riot Act in legal parlance right here, y'all. Here's one of my favorite parts. He chastised the DOD and the Marine Corps for refusing to grant religious accommodation. Here is a quote that is like an epic takedown. You ready? When Congress acts to preserve liberty, meaning that Congress had passed a law to handle this, right? He says, when Congress acts to preserve liberty, especially a liberty historically and constitutionally fundamental to the United States, the courts, the intended preserve of liberty, must not evade or equivocate, must not, so to speak, sacrifice the fundamental rights of thousands of privates to free exercise in order to gratify the preference of a few generals. What he basically said there, was generals, if you're going to try and sacrifice their religious liberties, then the courts are going to step in and say, we don't care if you're a general. We're going to take care of this. Last quote from that, the judge went on to say, while the court is certainly not given the task of running the army, Mary Day responds, the courts are entrusted to make sure that those who run the Army and the Marine Corps and the military in general and every other component of the federal government do conform their actions to the governing law, to which the admirals and the generals and the commandants are unquestionably subordinate. In other words, what he said is, you may be an admiral, you may be a general, you may be a commandant, but you are not more powerful than the civil liberties that our Constitution affords. That's what he said. We are winning the vaccine wars. All of you in uniform, you stand by. This is going to get fixed. I'm telling you. The midterms are coming, and pray that they go the way they should. We're going to get this fixed. My prediction is if we can get past these midterms and see a change in 2024, there's going to be people coming back into uniform who are kicked out. In the meantime, those of you that are in, thank you for your service. We appreciate you as always. Stay in the fight. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. That's a great place to end the segment. Right on time, too. We're going to come into the next segment here. Campus free speech. Yeah, campus free speech. We got a law on that in Alabama. I gave an award for somebody for it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.